NATO leaders have backed a significant increase in defence spending and restated their commitment to defend each other from attack after a brief summit tailor-made for the United States President Donald Trump. In a short statement, NATO endorsed raising their defence spending goal from 2% of GDP to 5% by 2035, a response to years of President Trump complaining other countries weren't paying their fair share. The decision has also been influenced by Europe's fears that Russia could pose a growing threat to their security following the invasion of Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte has celebrated the decision.
We stand together, united in NATO, the most powerful defensive alliance in world history. President Trump, dear Donald, you made this change possible. Your leadership on this has already produced $1 trillion in extra spending from European allies since 2016. And the decisions today will produce trillions more for our common defense to make us stronger and fairer by equalizing spending between America and America's allies.
All members of the military alliance backed the statement, although Spain declared it does not need to meet the goal and can meet its commitments by spending much less.